You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Patricia, and I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're going to talk about the benefits of self-healing and why it is most important during the coronavirus pandemic. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, why is self-healing so important during the corona pandemic?
Because there's no real solutions. You know, sanitation is really difficult. You know, we do it. You know, I find myself putting the gloves on, taking the gloves off, touching something I shouldn't have, but then I already have the gloves off. You know, it's, you know, I touch this, but I shouldn't have touched that. You know, I'm disinfecting this part, but I touch this and I should have disinfect that also. It's really complicated, very, very difficult just in your daily life. Social distancing, we're doing that, but it's difficult. There's no vaccine. It seems to be, you know, at least 12 months out, maybe more. Herd immunity or not, maybe. What is that? You know, using antibodies, they don't even know if you get it once, if you're immune from getting it again. There's all these questions that you have, and there's no real answer.
Well, and there's also the economic impact that's going on.
Absolutely. So we're not coming down on one side or the other, but here's what we're saying, okay? With all this uncertainty, self-healing is the most important and something that everyone can do, and it's a very powerful way to go forward. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. So stay tuned. This is really important information.
Well, and I want to talk about the self-healing. We can do this consistently. We can do this constantly, and we can even do specifically for all of the things that are going on in our lives. Our lives, all of us, our perspective, I'm talking about in general, our perspective on life has actually changed, and people are going, huh? What do you mean?
People are, you know, there's all this craziness because traditional medicine doesn't have very good answers.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, people are going to the political arena and saying, "Well, oh, it's all a bunch of
it's a hoax.
Yeah, it's a hoax, anyways, and I'm not going to do any of it." Well, that doesn't work either,
right?
You know, we don't have any good solutions on one side. We don't have any good solutions on the other side,
right? And well, actually, we do. We're in the middle, and I say that the ecosystem approach is the way to go.
Well, and we're going to be advocating for that all during the show.
But okay.
You're just being premature. The other part is alternative techniques.
Okay.
You know, one of the things we heard this weekend was YouTube was taking off claims of false cures. One of those I just happened to hear was the idea that vitamin C can cure COVID-19. Well, I don't believe that vitamin C can cure COVID-19, but we've stocked up on it. And frankly, we've got a lot and we're using it now to help us help our body prevent getting connected with it. There are a lot of those what are considered phony treatments and unproven cures, which don't follow into the frame that traditional medicine or science has that can be very effective.
Okay.
But you can't rely on those either. I like those. I'm a advocate for them, but I wouldn't trust one of those or even some of them together as a total cure-all either.
Okay.
Because there's so much that's unknown.
Well, and there's so much. They're still learning about the virus itself. They're learning things that, Jason was telling me about something this morning. about zinc and vitamin C, right?
Vitamin C, curcumin, yes.
Curcumin, that was the other one, yes. And
that doesn't mean that people think that they hear this stuff and they see themselves as a machine.
Well, exactly. In other words, programming says, just take this pill and everything will be okay. And you and I both know, just take this pill doesn't work.
Because it treats you like a machine.
Yes.
Every show that we do, we talk about, we see human beings as ecosystems. And an ecosystem, you don't just get,
it's not about one plant. It's not about a little bit of water. It's not
exactly.
It's about a multitude of things
working together
and things we don't even see.
Traditional alternative techniques are difficult to access. They can be expensive,
mm-hmm.
and many people just aren't able to use them, or they're so complicated they're hard to implement.
Right,
and it's hard to implement in a certain time frame.
Well, exactly. And especially if you already have the virus.
Yes. We've talked about Patricia's heart surgery, and it was a success. The problems...
Well, wait a minute. It was a success with the medical community.
Well, let's be specific.
Okay.
You had a bad valve.
Yes.
You would have died if that valve was not replaced.
Right.
And they replaced it, and the replacement of that valve was successful.
Yes.
Afterwards, there were problems with headaches, migraine headaches,
mm-hmm.
and we tried to use acupuncture. Acupuncture was somewhat helpful, and then the migraines transitioned to Meniere's disease. Neither of which she had prior to the surgery.
Correct.
There is this phenomenon. They call it a phenomenon, which is medical speak for, I don't know what it is. And the phenomenon sounds like it's very important and they're really looking at it seriously.
Okay.
But when you can't categorize it into nice, neat boxes,
mm-hmm.
They call it a phenomenon and of what they call pump head, when you go on bypass and there's an inflammation response. And inflammation to us is represented by the energy of anger.
Yes. And by the way, I'm still dealing with the results of the pump head phenomenon, right?
Yes.
Is that the way you would say it?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
And, there's no diagnosis, and even alternative medicine doesn't deal directly with these issues. They deal with, the inflammatory response in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not bad. It's not like there's a cha-ching. And I think that's part of the problem, is that people want a form of, this is the right thing for me. And it's sort of what we're talking about today, which is why self-healing is so important.
Okay.
The problems with Patricia had after her surgery were specific to her. Her pump head phenomenon was specific to her personally and her story. And because we were clearing before she had the surgery, and we've been clearing after, that in a way that's very specific and targeted to her personally. Now, if I, for example, just as a crazy
just throw it out
example,
there, Jason.
Yes. If I were to have heart surgery, mm-hmm. it would be a different,
there would be similarities, but it wouldn't be the same.
There would be different side effects.
Exactly.
And things that we'd have to deal with. Maybe I didn't have migraines. Maybe I had something else,
mm-hmm.
People report problems with memory or things that are similar to like a stroke victim has. There's all sorts of ways that pump head can manifest,
right.
And that's because it's personal,
right.
Which is why self-healing is so important. Because self-healing, the way we're talking about it, is always about you personally. It's not about everybody in general. It's about you personally, your story, and how that applies to this specific difficulty or diagnosis. And especially now in the time of the COVID-19, how does you getting COVID-19 apply to you personally?
Right.
And that can't be considered a phony cure, because everybody knows that this idea of self-healing is natural to human beings. We all have it. We were born with it.
Right.
but it's been programmed. The idea that it's been, that we have that, has been programmed out of us.
Right. And you know, there's a couple of things here that I want to mention. One of the things that we say by using the ecosystem approach is the ecosystem approach really helps you learn your own story, because there's so many things that we don't think about at all. We just take it for granted, or we dismiss it, or we've been trained, programmed that how we, quote, feel or what we know about this or that doesn't matter.
Just do it.
And that is just not the truth. And we really learned some big lessons regarding when I had my heart surgery about that specifically. And we're very grateful for that. That's a big deal. But the other part is that if you start using the ecosystem approach today, or you've been using it, there will be benefits, and amazing, wonderful benefits. And I have a lot of people say, I don't want to even talk about my story. I don't want to even deal with my story. But the bottom line is that right there, that says, I'm angry about my story. I'm fearful that you'll see truth about my story. And I'm afraid of your judgment, meaning if they're talking to me directly. And the bottom line is that, first off, we're not judging anybody. What we're doing is we see the energy and we help you remove it. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Traditional medicine is deeply flawed with blind spots and preferences.
Okay.
Alternative medicine is expensive, hard to implement, and not set up to treat COVID-19 directly.
Mm-hmm.
Self-healing gets to the root of why you are sick and what to do, especially for COVID-19, for you personally. And the ecosystem approach prepares you for any illness or disease that, and it's a perfect add-on for all modalities, whether it's traditional medicine, alternative medicine.
It goes hand in hand.
It goes hand in hand.
Exactly. Absolutely. Stay tuned when we come back. We're going to talk about how the body works and the reasons why self-healing can be so beneficial to you. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Coming to you live on TransformationTalkRadio.com is the Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up with Claudette Rowley. Powerful conversations, practical innovations, and transformative solutions as Claudette and her guests delve into the possibilities and what she calls reality resistance. Join the cultural revolution and annihilate obstacles. Check it out at culturalbrilliance.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how the body works and the reasons why self-healing can be so beneficial to you. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, what is the biggest misconception that traditional medicine has about the way the body works?
It's that getting sick is strictly a mechanical process. Huh? So if there's a germ out there and you come in contact with it, if there's a virus out there, you come in contact with it, you'll get it.
Okay.
And they know that's not true. But they would say, well, some people have a stronger immune system, you know, those types of variations. Mm-hmm. But they don't look at it that way. They don't look at it to say if whether you're going to get sick. They see of a population of so many, how many of those people will get sick. They do the statistics. And there's nothing wrong with that for public policy.
Right.
But this way of looking at it is completely random and is irrelevant to you personally.
Yeah. Well, can you see how we see it? Meaning, we see that differently.
So sickness and disease is one way that our body or our essence talks to us.
Okay.
So when there's a pandemic, everyone does not get sick.
Right.
And that's because we've talked about this in the original coronavirus show, that when we looked at the coronavirus, that it was angry. It was sneaky, and it was looking for people that felt like they were a victim.
Well, and I want to say we actually looked at the coronavirus, and we saw all those things that Jason was talking about. We call that the personality of the virus.
Yes.
And it connects with, I'm going to jump in, it connects with those same likes in you as a person.
In other words, if you have fear, anger, victim energy.
Okay, and I'm going to say, and who doesn't, Jason?
And that's part of the problem. That's why it's a pandemic, because and so many people can get affected,
right?
Infected or affected,
mm-hmm.
because many people carry those emotions. Now, there are people out there that because of their force of their personality, say, I'm not afraid. Well, it doesn't respond to your ego. It responds to your actual emotions.
And a lot of people think that their ego is their emotions.
And I've been asking myself, okay, instead of saying how I want to feel, I've been asking myself, you know, almost hourly, how do I feel?
Mm-hmm.
And I can see for myself, I know this is true for Patricia, because she expresses how she feels, you know, in the moment.
Every moment, what?
Yes, moment by moment.
Yes.
But, you know, you can be afraid one minute, be angry the next, feel like a victim and the next, or all three an hour from now, and then be just fine an hour after that.
Right.
Our emotions aren't just one thing. They move. They're like weather. They just kind of, they come and go. But if we have that anger attached to us, if we have that victim energy attached to us, chances are it's attracting the virus.
Okay.
But here's the most important part.
All right.
If you understand that sickness is your essence way of talking to you, it's trying to get your attention.
Mm-hmm.
So when it manifests, whether it's a coronavirus or common cold, a hangnail, or something more major like cancer, it's trying to talk to you because you haven't been listening.
Right.
And when you're in alignment with your, really that your, what we call your soul purpose, and who you are and getting rid of the trauma from the past that you have attached to you that's not really you, you're listening and working with your essence.
And I'm going to jump in. And then if you do get sick with the coronavirus, you're capable of listening to what you need better than, and forgive me, I'm not trying to make comparisons, but it works here, better than the guy next to you.
Yes.
Because when you can hear what you need, such as I've got the coronavirus and I need water. I need water. I need so much water every hour, that kind of thing. Or I need sleep, that sort of thing. A lot of people don't listen to their body regarding water, but they also don't listen to their body regarding sleep. They do the programming thing and push through.
Exactly. And if you're in need of sleep right now, the best thing you can do to make sure that you don't get the coronavirus is get some sleep.
Right.
You know, and I realize that's easier said than done sometimes because our mind is going. Mm-hmm. And so you keep going, well, why is my mind going? What keeps me from having sleep? And
Stress.
If you get to your essence and get to your through your intuition, you can have these conversations and start talking to your essence. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The problem is that our ego and our essence are often in conflict.
Okay.
Our ego wants to go and do one thing.
Okay.
We want to get this deal done. We want to...
I want to finish this project.
I want to run 5 miles today.
Mm-hmm.
And your essence says, well, you really shouldn't be running 5 miles today. You should only be running one. Or you shouldn't even run
today
at all.
Maybe
just
yes.
Just walk today, you know? Mm-hmm. But our ego says, well, we have to do it. No, oh no. I don't care what you're saying.
Well, and the other thing is that the rules say, if you're a runner, you have to run every single day. And we're not putting runners down, not by any means at all. But if you're a runner and you're not feeling well, I used to get this question more often than not from people that would take my classes, and they would say, I'm not feeling really well today. Should I not do the exercise, or should I do the exercise? They wanted me to make the decision for them.
And really, that's when you look to your essence.
Yes.
And say, what are you telling me?
Right.
And usually, if you don't feel like it, your essence is telling you, don't do it.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, here's one of the biggest misconceptions.
Okay.
A lot of people go to alternative medicine because it's more natural. Mm-hmm. And we agree.
Yeah, we like it.
But it doesn't necessarily allow you to receive that message that you need from your essence.
Okay.
So only by understanding your essence and what it's saying can you respond appropriately to whatever is ailing you or for healing that's specific to you.
Okay.
So if you get a cold, for example, you may use an alternative treatment that's natural,
mm-hmm.
but it still doesn't get to, well, why did I get this cold? And what is my essence trying to tell me?
Right.
And I guarantee you that you could get, 2 years ago, you could get a cold and your essence could be talking to you in one way. And then 3 years later, you get another cold and your essence could be trying to tell you something different.
Right.
It may be the same, feel like the same type of cold, but the message could be different. And therefore, for self-healing, your response should be different. And your response would be to clear, mm-hmm. The negative energies that are in your way that your essence is trying to get your attention and say, oh, you need to clear that.
Right. Well, and the uniqueness of who we are, Jason, the part that I understand very clearly is just because I have the same, quote, feelings when I have a cold, and we're just using a cold as an example, doesn't mean that it's being, that it's the same exact thing that, because I use the ecosystem approach, that I have to clear the same exact things that I cleared 2 years ago.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what's so powerful about self-healing and what
right.
we're talking about is because it goes to the specific thing at the specific time that's in your way. And if you listen, if your essence is trying to help you heal.
Right.
So if you listen to it, it'll help you heal.
Well, okay. But, you know, let's talk about, you know, you mentioned it once already. You know, statistics are good for policy and looking at treatments, but they are not necessarily good for you personally.
You know, I talked about last show about how my wife died of cancer.
Oh, by the way, that wasn't me.
That was my first wife, and it was 80% curable.
Right.
Well,
that was a statistic.
That was a statistic. It wasn't about... It didn't address whether she was going to live or die. It said that out of 100 people, 80% would live and 20% would die. And obviously, in this case, she was in that
20%.
That 20%.
Right.
You know, and that's why, you know, if you're doing public policy, you're trying to look at treatment options, you know, to give to hospitals and the doctors and as you're teaching them, that makes perfect sense.
Of course it does.
But when you have cancer staring you in the face or COVID-19 that you may die from mm-hmm. or something else, it's not about what the statistics are. It's about what's going to help you heal. Well, what's going to help you heal right now in this time period?
Exactly. And so I mentioned it before in the last segment, but if you start using the ecosystem approach today and start to understand your story and clear the things that affect you in a negative way about your story, it's one of the most amazing things. I'm going to say you're going to get a leg up because you're going to be able to see the emotions that start to come up when you get sick.
And this isn't just about physical sickness.
Yes.
Sickness.
Yes.
If you're going stir crazy,
yeah,
and you're about to jump out of your skin
of a window.
Or you have money problems and you don't know how you're gonna pay the bills, the ecosystem approach is the best thing you can do because your essence is talking to you then too.
Well, and
it doesn't just talk to you when you're sick. It talks to you all the time for everything in your life.
Exactly. And I just want to say, you know, the ecosystem approach does not have any conflict with any protocol that you might be using at the same time. I want to say that. We know personally this is true.
So whether you're using alternative medicine or traditional medicine, there's no conflict.
Exactly. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Traditional medicine always looks at humans in general. Self-healing is always specific. Mm-hmm. Statistics are never about you personally, but about some vague average person. Your story is always specific.
Okay.
The unique emotions from essence accounts for the wide variety of variation in the responses to COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And the ecosystem approach is the natural way, the easiest way to bring about your unique healing ability for you in the right time, in the right place.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about the practical benefits of self-healing, especially during the corona pandemic. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did you know you already have everything you need to live a vibrant and powerful life? Who you are and how extraordinary your life is affected more by your mindset than anything else. Tune in live each week to Vibrant Powerful Moms, Mondays, 3:30 Pacific, 6:30 Eastern, to join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares tips, stories, and interviews with enlightened guests to help you create an extraordinary life. For more information, visit VibrantPowerfulMoms.com.
Yeah, yippee-skippee to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year. We gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're going to talk about the practical benefits of self-healing, especially during the corona pandemic. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, I got two questions here. What do you tell someone who says, why don't I just go to the doctor? And then the next question is why should I do self-healing?
You know, it's a common question, but it's kind of strange in another way.
Okay.
We're born with this ability to self-heal. If you ask anybody, you know, who hasn't been programmed to death, you know, do you have self-healing ability? If you ask, the quick answer would be yes, of course I do.
Right.
You know, if you have an essence, oh yeah, of course I do. It's been programmed out of us. We don't think first to say, okay, what's wrong with me and what should I do to fix it? Mm-hmm. We say, I'm going to go to the doctor and let him tell me. And after a while, you do that enough and you just say, well, I can't trust myself.
Right.
I have to go to the doctor, mm-hmm. which is time consuming, can be expensive, painful, and often doesn't help.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people just kind of, you know, if they get sick, they say, I'm just going to go for an antibiotic and then I'm going to be better and I'll keep going.
Well, then wait a minute. I'll repeat the question. Now, why should I do self-healing?
Because you're ignoring the message from your essence.
Okay.
And the more you ignore it, what it does, your essence turns up the volume each time.
Yeah. And it turns up the volume and it oftentimes will create something so devastating that you in your body that you have no choice but to listen.
You know, it may be a common cold today, mm-hmm. but 2 years from now, it may be cancer, you know, and after that, it may be death. You know, it's just, we have to listen. Now, we think of it in terms of sickness and disease, but it could be something like a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could turn up the volume by creating an accident. You know, why did I do that? Why did I turn right when I should turn left? Why didn't I stop at that stoplight? You know, it's...
It can be all kinds of things.
It can be all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. You know, why is my marriage falling apart? You know,
yeah.
I ignored my call and now my marriage is falling apart. People don't see that as related, but from your essence standpoint, it's trying to get your attention.
Exactly.
And exactly. Self-healing applies not only to sickness and disease, but, you know, relationships, money, mm-hmm. Well-being,
okay.
just plain happiness, plain old happiness.
Well, and the irony is that we think we've been trained that none of it is connected, and you and I see everything is connected.
So people ask us, you know, what would we do if we got sick?
Yeah.
And since it's the coronavirus pandemic, we look at our symptoms every day and compare it to our personal story and clear. For example, if one of us is irritable. One of us is irritable.
He's not looking at me. I'm sure of it.
You know, we clear anger.
Yes.
You know, that's a message.
Yes.
There are times that I get really impatient. I get frustrated when things aren't exactly right. And there's this anxiety that builds up. You know, it means that I'm pushing myself too hard or not. You know, I have to back off and wait for the solution to present itself. Usually it does. But it's a message.
Right.
And, you know, Patricia and I team together really well to help each other to clear the things that we need to get in our way.
Well, and I want to jump in and say, but we wouldn't have, we were discussing this yesterday, we wouldn't have had we not had the ecosystem approach.
Exactly. And, you know, so if we, you know, right now we don't have symptoms of the coronavirus.
No, not at all.
A couple weeks ago, we had a mild bout of the flu, got over it like within a day. And we did the same thing. We looked at the what is that telling us?
Right.
You know, one of the things that was telling us we were stressed and
pushing ourselves way too hard.
Yes.
And
so
both of us,
we backed off a little bit.
And
you know, I guarantee you that we clear ourselves every day. That's primary because it's personal. And that's what's so empowering about self-healing is personal.
Well, and you know what? I want to say this. One of the things that I found with the ecosystem approach and clearing every day, one of the things that I found is there's always something that pops up that I wasn't aware of. And it's kind of like, ooh, what's going to happen today? What am I going to see today that I can make not only my life better, but everybody else's life that I connect with better?
Listening to your essence is a process that happens for the rest of your life. And it only embellishes it makes your life better in all cases. It's not just about healing. It's about love and money and
relationships
with your family.
Exactly.
All those things get better when you do this on a regular basis.
Well,
but I just wanted to answer this question.
Okay.
You know, so are we doing social distancing? Are we washing our hands, wearing masks, all that stuff?
And the answer is yes, we are. We're doing it all.
We're probably doing more than most. In fact, you know, we have a ozone generator. You know, when we go to the store, we come back, we put our outer clothes and our shoes in the back of the car, and we turn on the ozone generator and disinfect it. You know, we have an amazing chiropractor, so we go to him on a regular basis to keep ourselves in alignment. And you know, we choose chiropractic because we have access to someone who's amazing. So
yes.
So that makes sense to us. You know, we do take supplements, vitamin C, zinc, curcumin. You know, we do those things all the time.
Right.
There's some other things that we've looked at that are considered phony cures, but we're not using them to cure us. We're just using them to support our body.
Our immune
system. Checked in with our intuition, and it makes perfect sense to us, and we're doing that.
Exactly.
But here's what we're not doing.
Okay.
We're not making up fairy tale thinking in our head. We're listening to our essence, and we're getting good information.
Yes.
But when you're disconnected from your essence and you're programmed, you can go off, way off, in terms of all, it's all a hoax, or this is made up.
And it's okay for me to stand next to somebody and protest what's going on and you know, regarding our community. No, that's not what we do. That's not who we are.
And it doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. It's making things up in your head, but that's easier when you're programmed.
Right.
Now, if you were connected to your essence,
you would know.
You would have a sense of what's really a sense of truth.
Mm-hmm.
That is grounded in the way things are here on Earth.
And you know, I can't resist those that go and stand around and protest in the with what's going on right now. I guarantee you, every single one of those people that are doing that have a form of neediness.
And anger
and hate.
Which attracts the virus,
exactly.
Unfortunately. And we don't wish anything bad of anybody, but it doesn't make sense. And you only have those kind of thinking with programming,
exactly.
And when you're disconnected from your essence. So,
exactly. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
That we're all programmed to look outside of ourselves to heal. That's not the best way.
Okay.
Self-healing is natural, it's free, it's easy, and it's completely compatible with other ways and methods.
Okay.
The most powerful, effective part of self-healing is applying your personal story to your situation.
Mm-hmm.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you how to uncover and apply your personal story to all parts of your life, especially for healing.
I love it. So, Jason, let's take a moment and teach everyone who doesn't know, maybe you're listening for the first time or who doesn't remember, but those of you who do know, just follow along with us. This is really, really important. Jason, let's teach everyone how we do the clearing, which is the ecosystem approach.
So all you have to do is you don't have to be any certain specific posture. You can be standing, sitting, laying down, standing on your head. You could literally be on your stomach in a hospital bed and do this. And use your imagination. When we say end to eliminate, gather those things up in your body and your imagination and blow it into a trash can. If there's not a trash can handy, use a visual in your mind. go to our website and you can find the picture of the processor, which is our trash can that we use to process those negative emotions.
Exactly. And, you know, the other thing I want to say here, and it's really, really important, is our intentions really matter. We've been told our intentions don't matter, but they do matter. We've been programmed to say they don't matter, but they do. And understand that our intention to take care of ourselves and do self-healing and our intentions to understand what's in our best interest really matters. The next thing that I want to say is after we do the clearing, then we're going to activate life force energy, the most powerful energy that anyone, that all of us have access to. And what we're going to do is we're going to call upon it. We're going to have it come in through the top of our head. It goes all the way down our torso and our arms, clear down to the tips of our toes. We're going to stop it at the tips of our toes. We're going to turn it around and we're going to blow out like that any negative energies left over. Stay tuned when we come back. We're going to help you start clearing to bring about your natural healing ability. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune in to All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to help you start clearing to bring about your natural healing ability. Jason, you ready to go?
Here we go.
All right.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate feeling anxious, frustrated, and overwhelmed about my health and finances because of COVID-19. Mm. So gather up those feelings of anxiousness, frustration, and overwhelm. Gather up in your body, blow it into that trash can. If you've seen the processor, blow it into the processor.
Exactly. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that making healing personal is best for me. Take a breath, easy. And blow it out.
And to eliminate my anger about anything and everything that has to do with COVID-19 or anything else right now. Gather up that anger, blow it into that processor.
You know, Jason, I think we should actually do one more breath on that one. Just because, start at the tips of your toes, everybody. Take a breath and blow out that anger. And to eliminate my fear of dying and or catching the coronavirus. Take a breath.
And to eliminate feeling powerless and helpless when self-healing is unique to me and is the answer for that powerlessness and helplessness.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate any hopelessness that I have about money, my health, my relationships, and how I actually feel about me. I release and let go all of that hopelessness. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see the benefits to me to have a strong self-healing ability. Gather up those barriers, blow it out to that processor or trash can.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can uncover my natural healing ability to heal myself by removing negative energies. Take a breath. You know, I had somebody ask me the other day, do you actually do the clearings at the same time that we're talking about them, like when you were on the show? And the answer is yes, we do. We clear for ourselves constantly, consistently, and specifically.
And we're clearing now with you right in this time period. So even if you're listening to the recording, you know, a few days later after
it's okay.
We did this live, it still works.
Yes.
So, and to eliminate. So I can remember to clear and process my unique negative feelings for self-healing all the time.
Take a breath.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate my numbness to my authentic emotions that change all the time and affect me a lot when I'm sick. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can always do clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically for self-healing.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see self-healing and mental health come from the same place. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that self-healing comes from uncovering and healing my essence.
Take a breath.
Or just listening to my essence. Take a breath.
Jason, I'd like to do just a couple clearings for the world right now. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate all the fear, terror, panic, and hopelessness that the world is stuck in right now. About this pandemic that's going on and all of the aspects of the pandemic. And I'm talking about our health, finances, even our relationships, loneliness. So I'd like you to take your hand, make it go all the way around the world, take a breath, and then take all that negative energy and throw it in a huge dumpster. We'll get rid of the dumpster for you. We'll take care of it. Blow it out. And to eliminate for everyone in the world, all of the blocks that are keeping us all from the hope that we need, the hope that we want, so that we can use the ecosystem approach and that we can clear the hopelessness and the anger and the disappointment and unworthiness and all of the negative emotions that are collected around the world. Take a breath and take your hand, make it go all the way around the world. and throw that negative energy into the trash, the big dumpster.
And to eliminate the power of COVID-19 as any place in the world to make us sick, to create death, and to create fear. Mm-hmm. Go all the way around the world right now. Take all that power away from that virus and throw it into that dumpster.
That was a good one, Jason. I'm really impressed with that one. You know, let's activate some life force. What do you say, yes, Jason? All right.
And to activate life force so that I can have hope and that I have the unique ability and power to heal myself.
And help heal the world.
Yes.
Take a breath. Pull that life force energy right in through the top of your head. Let it go all the way to your toes. Blow it out. And to activate life force so I can trust that I have natural abilities to create my own ability for self-healing. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can have the determination to uncover my essence and do self-healing for myself all the time.
Yes.
Take a breath.
In through the top of your head, all the way to the tips of your toes. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and creative, have fun, love myself and love others, see what needs to be done in the moment, not only for myself, but for others, be peaceful, and don't forget about the laughter and the joy that we all need, and the ability to see what we need and others need in the moment. Nice and easy. Activate life force. Let it come in through the top of your head. Let it go all the way to the tips of your toes. Stop it. Turn it around and blow out any negative energy that's left over. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
We're going to do another part in our self-healing series, but this time we're going to talk about removing the toxics from your ecosystem. These are the negative emotions that we're talking about. And these toxics are these emotions that attract the coronavirus, like anger, fear, victim energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the difference between treating yourself like a machine versus treating yourself like an ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a machine, you just fix a part and keep going. You push it, you push the machine, push the machine, push the machine. When a part breaks, you just replace it and keep going. An ecosystem, it's much different, and we're going to talk about that.
I love that. I absolutely love that. You know, in an ecosystem, it's not everything ebbs and flows quite often because it's a living, breathing thing. So understand that we're going to tell you even more about that next week. So, and am I correct, Jason? It's the third in the series. Did you say that? I don't remember that you said that.
Yeah, I've mixed up the numbers, so I'm not counting anymore.
Oh, okay. I've mixed up a few. So, okay, Jason, how can I get more information and real support for the ecosystem approach?
All you have to do is listen to our show every week and do the clearings at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Our show is Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific time and 4 p.m. Eastern time. Now, the other thing you can do is go on to our website, theecosystemapproach.org. It's all one word, theecosystemapproach.org, O-R-G, and subscribe to our free section. That will automatically subscribe you to our newsletter. Mm-hmm. You'll get the backstory for each topic as it affects us, you know, personally. And you'll also have written clearings that you can do all week long.
Mm-hmm.
The more you do, the more clearings you do, it's cumulative. So if you clear something once, it helps. But if you clear it 10 times, it helps you 10 times more.
Okay.
And that's the way to do the ecosystem approach, is just start.
Okay.
You don't have to have an elaborate pathway or recipe or any of that. Just start.
So what about Facebook, Jason?
We have a Facebook page, theecosystemapproach.org, and go to there, like us. I love to get likes. We always preview the show before we do it that week. And you can leave a comment if you like there on our Facebook page.
Where you can even is that the place that they can leave a request for a topic?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. So we'll connect next week. Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.